After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. This is a prepaid call from
Annie, I love you.
An inmate at the correctional facility. Three-way or call waiting is not allowed and may automatically disconnect this call. This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your call has been accepted.
Hello?
Hey, honey. I want to get Sherry's number, so if you can give that to me. I'll just talk to you while you're trying to get it. Did you read a letter to the kids?
Yeah. Everyone but Carly.
Yeah.
She wasn't home yet, but she hasn't read hers yet.
Yeah.
Sarah said that she goes, you might want to read it first.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. She goes, I sat in the back room and cried for a while. So. She goes, he's really good at writing. He does a very nice job. So I read by myself and cried, and then I read it to them and cried. And
did they cry?
Jack did.
All. Ready?
Yeah.
Just Jack?
Oh, the way he got teary-eyed, but Jack all like screaming, crying.
She said she
Mariah was... cried, and she wrote me another one already. Heather already wrote another one.
They told me some questions, and they said, "Man, she wants me to write about all the questions they have, you know." So if they ask you questions,
okay.
But Dara, I just said, "Well, what if they are terminated? I want to be able to, send a letter or something, you know." And I asked Amanda how things are going, and she said she's been checking all that. She goes, well, "How do you know Amanda's going to even talk to you after this is over?" And I just felt like, oh my gosh.
Well.
I said, but they can't make us divorce, can they? She said, no. And I said, but she would always keep them safe, so they couldn't make her terminate her right because of the question. She said, no.
On the phone. So, yeah, are you able to write it down now?
Yeah, yes. Okay, 734.
320.
320.
1413.
Okay.
Tom Schaefer's sending you a packet.
Of what?
For you to look at the new petition, and he's going to have you fill out some stuff for the Swift Insure program.
What is it that I would have to fill out?
It's like an application, as much as he can, he said. He was going to have me send it, and I said, well, I don't know if I'll give it to him. He said
right.
He'd send it.
He doesn't think it's going to work, though, does he?
No.
Yeah.
He said it's more for people who have alcohol or some issues like that.
Whatever, I guess. I just do what I have to do.
I gave him some money today. Told him I'd have more for him.
What, how much did you give him?
I'd start $500 today.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I'd have at least $500 more by the 10th. The next time we go to court.
What did he say?
Okay. He just said it's a big, big bill, and I don't want to keep incurring it if I'm never going to get paid. I said, I'm going to pay you every month. I just can't guarantee when a big lump sum will come.
What did he
say? I have to take care of my family and stuff, too.
What did he say?
He went on to talking about the Swift Insure program, so I guess my monthly payment's going to be sufficient.
Yeah. Anything else you say?
No, not really. He just talked about the Swift and Sure, and I asked him about boot camp. Gave him your letter.
What do you think about the letter?
He was going to look at it. He was trying to shoo me out, I think.
Yeah. You talk to Stephanie anymore?
No.
Did she send the packet to you?
No, not yet.
It's just emotional time for me.
Emotional for me, too.
I know. That for everybody.
I know. It's just awful. Did you get all your stuff?
What's that? I got all my stuff, and it was wonderful. I loved it. I don't like not seeing my kids.
I know.
Well, I'll get off here. I'm going to call Sherry and I'll call you back tonight, okay?
Okay.
I love you. I'm going to call you later and just tell the kids how much I love them and I miss them and tell them that it's not a bad place where I'm at. I got a room by myself, so they're not really going to feed us a good meal, but you can tell them that it'll be a good meal. It's just not as good as what Nana's going to have, okay?
Okay.
And Dad's never going to change. He's not going to get tattoos and be crazy.
I told him that. Then your dad would never get a tattoo.
So, and he will always, always love him. All right. I love you. You want to call, text Sherry or call her real quick and tell her I'm going to call her tonight and tell her
yeah.
Just to push one?
Yep.
Okay, and I'll wait a little while before I call her. I love you.
Love you, too.